Nicole Dreger is the Office and Extension Manager of McKenzie Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Nicole, thank you very much for joining us. Long time no hear from Mara and the radio station. How are things going?
They're going really well. It's good to hear from you too, Keith. We've wrapped up on the harvest, and we're just working on, you know, planning this conference that's coming up on November 18th.
I backtrack a little bit. Yes, we will touch the conference in just a second here, but in your mind, how did things go as far as harvest is concerned up at the McKenzie?
Well, we got it off before it snowed, so that's always a big win.
There we go. That is for sure. You guys have been busy during the summer, and you guys are going to be busy in November because the big crop conference is coming up on the 18th in Lacrete. How are things going as far as preparation for that is concerned?
Basically, all planned. We've got everything figured out for the most part, just the final touches of making sure everybody gets here. We've got speakers coming from all the way in Manitoba, so we got to make sure that they feel that they're good to travel and that they're well welcomed. And same with the farmers. We have a couple farmers that are going to be on the conference as well, so make sure that they're comfortable speaking as well. So that's the kind of wrapping up the final touches.
How good is it to have the speakers from out of town come to our little corner of paradise in the McKenzie?
It's very, very much appreciated. It's very, it's a bit harder to get speakers to come up all the way to Fort Vermilion and Lacrete area, let alone during the winter because travel gets a little bit harder. So it's very much appreciated for sure.
And how receptive is the audience to have these speakers come in to say, hey, I may not be an expert, but I'm willing to lend my expertise or lend a positive word, as it were, to everything that's going on?
The farmers definitely very much appreciate it. We have some speakers that will come up in conversations, and they'll ask if I can bring them up for an event, and then I try my hardest to make that happen for them because, you know, it costs a lot for them to travel down south or to other provinces to see them speak. So to be able to get them to come up here is a very, very big win for the farmers, especially when they specifically ask for them.
Now, besides the speakers that are involved with the crop conference, what else is being offered? What else is being displayed at the crop conference this year?
Well, aside from our full day of presentations, we also have about three and a half hours of trade show, and we have local businesses that will be attending, as well as some businesses from throughout the province, so that's really exciting, get a little bit mix of both.
Sounds like it's going to be a pretty good attendance. How has been attendance in the crop conference? I know this is not the first time that this has been done.
So our crop conference, this one is actually the first one we've done before. We've hosted an organic conference in previous years. Those are always very well attended. Last year we had an irrigation event, and that one was very well attended, which kind of gave us the inspiration to have a full-day event in trade show for conventional, organic, livestock. Whoever thinks that the topics resonate with them, they can kind of show up, and hopefully we can, you know, provide presentations, topics, as well as a trade show that, you know, encourages networking and information transfer.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up here, Nicole, is the conferencing and the networking that goes along with shows like this. How optimistic are you that a lot of networking is going to take place, not only with the local attendees, but the speakers as well?
I'm quite optimistic. I've spoken to farmers. They really appreciate the networking aspect of events. So that's why we're hoping to have, you know, a really rounded out event with having a trade show and speakers that are local, speakers that are, you know, from Alberta all the way to Manitoba. It gives everybody a chance to talk about what's happening locally, but also throughout Western Canada in regards to agriculture. And, you know, a lot of farmers, they go down south for these kinds of events, but we're hoping that we can also provide something similar in regards to, you know, knowledge transfer up here in our little corner of the world.
And if I'm not mistaken, the crop conference and trade show, well, to put it bluntly, sometimes it feels great to yell the F word. It's free.
Yes, definitely. That's something that's also very important to us is being able to have producers come out to a free event where we, you know, have the speakers, we have a trade show, we have lunch, we have snacks, and they can just come out and network and, you know, not worry about bringing their checkbook or any cash. And it's just an informative event that, you know, we're not asking too much from them.
The Co-op Conference and Trade Show takes place on Monday, November the 18th at the Heritage Center in LaCrete. Nicole, I ask, how much are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it quite a bit. It's going to be a very busy day and going to have our hands full, but I'm very excited for it.
Nicole Dreger is the Office and Extension Manager of the McKenzie Applied Research Association. Nicole, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to chat.